Chatting to Martin Freeman, who is the CEO of Orbvest, a global real estate company that acquires commercial real estate in the U.S. and a very specific type of building that they acquire, but we'll tell you more about that in a bit. They also currently raise equity from 10 countries. They've got $300 million in their portfolio, which is somewhere near 5 billion rand. The numbers are too big for me to think about. Emigrated to the U.S. in 2017, now living in Westchester, New York, but he's a Durban boy. Hello, Martin. What on earth are you doing in New York?
Hi, Gordon, and thanks for having me on your show today. As you correctly said, I immigrated to the US 3 years ago. The reason was primarily to offer a great future for my kids, and the second was to also power the growth of Orbvest to become a global brand. And we believe that if you're going to build a global brand, you need to be in New York.
You describe yourself as a serial entrepreneur. You love the challenge of starting and creating successes.
Absolutely. So from my very early days out of school, I've always wanted to grow businesses. I see the opportunity. I like to grow them to very large scale. One of my highlights in South Africa, post being in Durban, was I was the co-founder and CEO of a company called Bayport Financial Services. And from there, I've just continued to grow new companies, different niches, and to move through all of them to finally end up in real estate has been really an amazing journey. Ultimate culmination in the U.S. came from an executive management program that I did at Harvard in 2012, and that really set me on the route to want to be part of this country and this opportunity.
In the U.S., are they doing it better than we are, Martin? Have they got it right?
So I think, as I say to people, you know, we need to acknowledge that COVID's been devastating for the entire world. But, you know, firsthand experience over here, when you have a powerful country and solid skills that are able to pull together and just come up with initiatives and packages at lightning speed, and also throw to that $2.2 trillion, which certainly helps.
Wow.
And you've got the balance sheet to do that. Pretty much, I mean, this country was able to give almost every citizen and business some kind of help during the last couple of months. And so they've certainly softened the impact in almost all sectors. Having said that, businesses now need to stand on their own 2 feet, and so we'll see how things unfold going forward, but there will definitely be winners and there will be losers in the new economy.
Let's just juxtapose the picture of the USA with the picture in South Africa. As you said, you know, it's affected the whole world. Everybody's taken strain, even when you can print a couple of trillion dollars. But South Africa was already on shaky ground. What do you think the impacts are to the South African economy? And just from your perspective, what do you think the prognosis is for some sort of recovery?
When you talk about South Africa, I think the challenge is that if you have the ability and you have the balance sheet, and as I said, you're not geared to be able to all of a sudden put rectification measures in place, you should bounce back a lot quicker. The challenge with South Africa is politically, do they have the willpower to actually do the right thing? And then if you further overlay that with things like the corruption and load shedding, etc., it becomes extremely challenging. And lastly, you need to have the entrepreneurial skills and the ability to be able to all pull together and to actually turn things around. I believe the U.S. and other countries can do that. Yeah. I am concerned at the moment about South Africa, and specifically I have all my friends and family in South Africa and in Durban.
It's so exciting to have you on the line, because when this all started, I spoke to one of the chief economists at one of the houses here in South Africa, and he was saying invest, invest, invest. Don't sell, keep your money, invest it, and if you can, diversify and get offshore.
So the first thing is always diversify, diversify, diversify. The second thing is offshore. We like to talk about the fact that why on earth would you want to invest into a small single economy and limited options in South Africa, where you can invest anywhere in the world, not just Orbvest, and be exposed to global brands that are covering the entire globe. And we've seen the enormous success that that has yielded for people over the last many, many years. Let's talk more about Orbvest now from a buyer's perspective.
Yeah.
So we've been taking great buildings. We've been getting people to invest into these buildings in the United States for 6 years now. We generate 8% cash on cash and 11 to 17% total returns per annum. And that is in stable income producing assets that are profitable on day one. It's actually a reasonable return. You know, people have been doing this across different niches across the world, whether it's multifamily, which is apartments, whether it's logistics, whether it is different sectors. However, we've always stuck with healthcare, and it's been consistent. My one partner is one of the largest owners of medical offices in South Africa.
Yeah.
He will tell you that he's never lost a tenant in a downturn. They are stable and reliable and profitable tenants. So yeah, we believe that what better place to invest your hard-earned money into the United States, you know it's safe, you know it's reliable, and you know that the building is going to generate these same consistent returns that it's probably done for 20 years for the next 10, 20 years.
You were talking about the safety of it. When people invest, they're always measuring up investment, return, and risk. Why the medical?
So that's a great question. And so what we always like to do is say to people, anywhere in the world, think about a doctor, a dentist. How many times have they moved in the last 10 years in your area? And the answer pretty much anywhere in the world is once or never.
Yeah.
They're stable, they're profitable, they're reliable, and they have very long leases in place. So in South Africa, for example, you'll have leases 3 to 5 years on commercial. In the US, you'll find leases up to 10, 15, 20 years. They don't want to move. So if you can find a medical office building that is multi-tenanted, meaning there's 8, 10, 12 of these tenants that are triple net leases. Triple net means they pay for everything in the building. So your income and your expenses are ultra consistent every month.
Right.
That's how these buildings perform. And so South Africans weren't exposed to it in the past. We've been doing this, remember, for 6 years. The portfolio, as you said, is over $300 million. And so it really is a great place to put your money in. And we've got thousands of clients, not only in South Africa, but remember, we raise equity from 10 countries in the world,
yeah,
and it's growing. And so it's a good investment.
You spoke about location, location, location. Why the U.S.? And have you selected specific states to go into, or is it anywhere in the U.S.?
That's also a brilliant question. So when you talk about the U.S., it's still the dominant power in the world, and we believe that's going to remain that way for many, many years to come. The second thing is that it's absolute stability in terms of its laws, its rules, the way it does business. And then the third thing is that where do you go? Because there's 50 states. So we specifically go into states where it's landlord friendly, where the fundamentals align to our strategy. So we're in three places primarily, and that is Texas, the four major metropoles, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin.
Right.
We're in Atlanta, Georgia, which is an amazing growing economy. And we're in the tri-state area, specifically New Jersey, near Manhattan, where I live. And so those places are just amazing in terms of their growth. And if you have a good building in a good location with good tenants and escalation and growing income, the logic is, besides the revenue you are earning every single quarter and year, that the building should be worth a lot more in 5 years' time than it is today.
For a novice investor, somebody who may have that kind of capital, and I think you were talking $5,000, which is not out of reach for the average person. Who is the perfect investor for Orbvest?
The perfect investor for Orbvest is any person, someone in South Africa that's got 80,000 Rand, which is $5,000 approximately, right up to 100,000, $500,000, $1 million and bigger. That is our range of investors. And so we encourage these people and we say to them, look, at the moment right now, you've got to diversify. Don't put all your money into shares. Don't put it all into real estate.
Yeah.
But at least carve out a little bit so that you can put into something that is stable and you don't have to worry about these peaks and troughs every single month. And then in terms of your $5,000 or $100,000 or $1 million, you simply go and register with us. We then take your money and we invest it directly in the building. You get your quarterly reports. It's all transparent. And so your typical investor is somebody who wants to actually just know that they're going to get good, consistent returns versus these peaks and troughs. Also, let's not forget that the equities market has been great, but it's run very, very hard. You know, will it continue to grow at that pace for the next 5 years? I'm not sure. I hope so, because I myself also have equities.
Initially, you're saying I invest with you. I can go into a property. You're going to explain to me how to do the whole investment process. You're going to help me get registered. I get everything up to date. What if I don't want to be just in one building?
So the first thing is that when someone came to us and said, I've got $100,000, I want to invest overseas. One of the cornerstones of our proposition was, don't give us your $100,000. Rather try and invest $20,000 into five buildings.
Yeah.
Build yourself a portfolio so that you're spreading your risk and you're across different states, different buildings. And that reduces your risk. Because remember, the cornerstone of our business is preservation of your capital and helping you build your wealth incrementally over time.
Yeah.
And your annuity income. So over time, what's happened is that we've been approached by very large players in South Africa and, as you mentioned, across 10 countries. And a lot of them have said, listen, instead of me going building by building, can you not just offer me a pool of assets, similar assets, The second part of it is that for ourselves, we have a lot of retired people who are investing their money and rely on these dividends.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be in one building, even though they low risk, that if we lose one or two tenants, something should happen, that it goes from, call it a 8% down to a 4%. What we felt is that we needed to bring to market a very new, unique product. So we have launched ODH, which is Orvest Diversified Holdings. It's a portfolio of 8 to 10 of our best investments together with new investments. And so people for as little as $5,000 can now be in a building which now houses these 8 investments, multi-tenanted buildings,
yeah,
low risk. And so we're very comfortable that we'll be able to attain 8% cash dividends on that investment going forward.
Martin, if people want to find out more about Orvest and the products that you have available, what's the first step to make contact?
So the first step is very simple. Go to www.orvest.com. The second scenario is that in our business, we have a range of people who assist people from $1 million investors right down to $5,000 investors. And so what we then do is we take you by the hand. It's not just for people in South Africa with money in South Africa. There's a lot of South Africans with money offshore. So each one of those needs to have a unique way of investing into our buildings. But remember, it's still simple and transparent. You go directly through our structure into the building or into our Orvest Diversified Holdings portfolio. You then are invested. You then start to receive your quarterly dividends and your reports at the end of each quarter. And it's as simple as that. Really, I encourage everyone just to get started and to just test it, and you'll find that it is that simple. Since COVID began, people have always wondered, how will our strategy stand up compared to others? We've been so relieved to be in healthcare. We've had collections exceeding 95% on our rentals. As you know, a lot of the REITs and a lot of the real estate players have been decimated in the world. We've been pretty much unaffected. Most of our buildings have remained open as they are deemed essential services. In fact, we've seen a tremendous amount of interest in our sector and our buildings going forward from countries like Australia and Canada we're expanding to and others. And so it really has been a huge relief for us to be in healthcare, and I think there will be continued interest in medical real estate going forward.
Martin, thank you so much. www.orvest.com is where you go. You can also head to ecr.co.za to listen to this podcast again. You can also find contact details from our website, ecr.co.za. Martin, CEO of Orvest, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.